19th parak of Kelim, first Mishnah, Mefakas, and Mila, Lat Bila. Person is taking apart a bed, so he should be able to put in the mikveh. And Nogea Bechavolim Tor. Someone touches the Chavolim. These are the ropes that the old fashioned beds did not have springs, they had ropes that supported the mattress. So someone touched those ropes is Tor, because he's in the process of taking it apart. It's not considered, those ropes are not considered anymore part of the bed. When do we say that this rope is considered part of the mita? When you weave and connect to the frame of the bed three rows of these ropes, they're considered already part of the bed. They would make a knot around this rope so that it shouldn't fall out. So the part which is closer to the bed from the knot is part of the bed, and that which is sticking out is not part of the bed. Nime akesha. If the knot was made and there's just little pieces sticking out, so negea betzolko itome. If you're touching within the ear, which is necessary, you have to have a little bit sticking out, otherwise the knot won't stay in place. So that amount is still considered part of the bed itself. He says that three finger breadths is enough to be considered part of the keshe.